Welcome, folks, to another CJRO Radio Community Interview. This is Manuela, and you're listening to Local First. Following the latest acquisition of the CRRC by the Ottawa City Hall, I have invited here in the studio a member of the community to discuss the community position in relation to this acquisition. Hello, Adrian. Please introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Adrian Becha. I'm currently the president of the Carlsbad Springs Community Association. Thank you very much for having me.
Prior to the final acquisition by the Ottawa City Hall of the CRRC, the Carlsbad Springs Community Association sent a letter. Could you talk about that letter, and have you gotten a response to it yet from the City Hall?
It goes a little bit back. In November, it is when we first heard that the city is looking to purchase this. We didn't have very long to respond, but because the community has been involved with researching the location and preparing itself to see if a dump could be developed there, we were prepared, and there were many documents, geotechnical surveys, assessments of the geotechnical surveys by leading experts in Leda clay from Carleton University. Multiple submissions by different members of the community were made at the November hearing when the first community feedback was solicited on this acquisition. Then, recently, we had the second meeting on that because the city did this under an NDA, so no details were available to the public. And this was after the acquisition was completed, a report presented to City Council about the acquisition of the facility. We had a chance to review this acquisition based on the report and had some questions for City Council because it seemed to us there were things that were missed during the due diligence process.
And what were the questions? Are they public? Where was the letter public?
The letter is public, but we have not gone directly to the media up to now. We did receive some responses, so I guess we can talk about it. We had three main questions. The first question was, in case there are damages from the operation or construction of the dump to property of the community members, back when the recycling center application was approved, it was said that there would be a community benefit fund that would serve to pay out any damages in terms of loss to property value or actual damages to the property. Community benefit funds are something that happens in general when there's a big project being constructed in the community. Mostly, they're a way of sharing some of the benefits with the community. In this particular case, it was also intended that it serve as a form of liability coverage for the community members. When the city bought the location, they had a choice either to buy the company as a whole, including any provision funds such as this one, or to buy just the individual assets. Eventually, they end up buying just the individual assets, the lots, and the permits. This meant that this fund that was meant to cover liability to the community members was not included. We want to make sure that this liability is covered by the city somehow. In the report, it is mentioned that the Taggart Miller Corporation maintains a $7.3 million limited liability, 1 year only, and that $1 million of that is held in escrow. Considering that the city is not planning to develop the facility within 1 year, this will be a problem going forward. We need to understand how the city is prepared to cover this liability in the long run.
And did you get an answer?
We got an answer in the sense that the city is planning to provision a normal community benefit fund, which generally the way it works is for every ton of garbage or something that is whatever is the function of the facility that is processed, the fund is provisioned with some amount of money which can then be spent within the community. This is not what we were asking about. I think that they didn't know about this particular provision, and they probably weren't aware that there's a fund within the corporation that was pre-provisioned for this purpose when they selected their list of assets that they wanted to purchase. So that answer is not particularly useful to us. We need to go back and ask specifically how they mean to cover this liability going forward. Well, there were two other questions. One of them was that in the report, it was specified that as part of the due diligence process, they hired an environmental consultant, Dylan. And this consultant reviewed the documents that were provided by the seller and said that this is okay to buy. There are a couple of issues there. First of all, this is an environmental consultant. We're not sure if they are suitable to review the geotechnical surveys. And from the description, because they only reviewed the documents provided by the seller, it sounds to us like none of the documents that were provided by the community during the consultation in November were used in the due diligence process. And we have to understand this a little bit better. Were geotechnical surveys assessed by anybody? Was it somebody that was perhaps not the environmental consultant, somebody from City Hall? The answer that we got was that their consultant reviewed not only things provided by the province. I don't know if that was a typo. In the due diligence report, it said they reviewed only things provided by the seller. The answer was that they didn't just review things provided by the province. I'm not sure I understand that. And that the province had already approved this, and therefore there was no reason to doubt that you could have a dump there.
But from what I understand, the approval that was done by the province was for recycling center, not for a household landfill.
That is correct. So the original approval, where all the surveys came in, was for a recycling facility. What happened later, about 2 years ago, was that the Taggart Miller Corporation applied for an extension of this permit to receive municipal waste. As far as we can tell, no additional surveys or plans or documentation was provided at that time. The community association tried to fight this. We went to the city. We checked to see whether the use of this facility was mentioned in the 30-year master waste management plan. It was not. We got counselors to say this. We sent letters to the Ministry of the Environment. We tried to get other people to help us. This facility was in the corner of the Honorable Paul Evers' riding. He did not reach out to the Ministry of the Environment for us, but we did a number of things to try to prevent this additional municipal waste permit to be issued. However, it was, like I said, with, as far as we can tell, no additional submissions from the technical point of view.
And what was the last question you asked the City Hall?
Well, it also had to do with the report. In the report, it was said that when they did the pricing of the facility, what we were planning to offer. Again, this is not a facility. Right now, it's just a field and the permit. There's literally nothing that has been built. When the costing of the overall facility, what would it cost to develop and operate the dump? This was done by KPMG during the purchasing process. And the report says very, very specifically that this was done based on operating information of the city's Stream Road dump. This is not a dump that was built on the same type of soil. When we did the geotechnical surveys, the specific type of soil in the substrate is something called Leda clay. It's a hydraulic clay. It moves around. When it dries, it cracks. When it's wet, it moves around. But also, some types of it, and these were found during the surveys, have a property that they liquefy under pressure. So basically, they turn from wet clay into an actual liquid. And this would cause a sinkhole or other issues like that. When, in November, we asked our counselor to find out if any other of the city's dumps were built on clay, so that we understand if the city has technology that allows them to build such facilities. The answer at the time was that the city did not have any dumps that were built on clay. So we were surprised when we saw the purchase report that the costing of building and operating the dump was based on that of one of the city's existing dumps, the Trim Road dump. And our question was, what made the city think that costing the dump, its development and operation, based on the numbers that they had from a dump that was built under entirely different conditions, would be sufficient in terms of getting good information about how much this facility would cost? The answer that we got was a little bit underwhelming, and that it skirted the issue. It said that there are other dumps in Ottawa that are built on clay, not necessarily this type of clay, but on clay, not ones that were owned by the city, and that in general, the city doesn't think that building dumps on clay is different enough in terms of order of magnitude. So it's not 10 times as expensive to build a dump on clay as it is to build on one of the substrates that they are used to. That wasn't our question. Our question was, why specifically did they pick the facility, the Trim Road facility that they picked, to cost this, considering that they're entirely different types of substrate involved? We didn't get an answer to this, didn't get an answer that explained why the order of magnitude difference in the cost wouldn't exist. We didn't get any indication that the city had reached out to these other existing dumps that are potentially on clay to find out their operating costs or their development costs, which was told that they exist. Okay, but they exist, but how does this relate to the price that was agreed for the dump? None of that was explained. So to us, it was more kind of, what about that sort of answer? Yes, there are other dumps built on clay. Yes, the city knows about it. Yes, the price is probably not that different. We don't know. None of this explains why the particular cost model that they picked was used in costing this particular facility.
So you'd say you were not satisfied with the answers the city hall has sent to you?
We were a little bit less than dissatisfied. I don't feel that the city, or specifically maybe the people answering our question, are taking this matter seriously. This cost the city a lot of money, almost $100 million. If all they did is buy a site that has a maximum value of $23 million at the highest industrial utilization, and they paid a multiple on that, then somebody needs to do something, presumably. I don't know. Maybe the sale can be canceled. Maybe there was a mistake made somewhere. We have to understand how this occurred at the very least. We, as the community association, don't really have a problem with the city owning the site, but we do have a problem with the idea that a dump is going to be built there. As far as we can tell, our geotechnical surveys indicate that this is a horrible idea from the point of view of it not sinking into the ground.
And affecting the watershed, basically.
Affecting the watershed. You know, we don't know what effect it'll have in the future. Maybe when it does, the property values around here are going to collapse because there's some sort of contamination that needs to be handled. You can't really tell what's going to happen with the water in this Lidak Lake kind of situation, because the clay is already saturated with water, unless there's a drought condition. And when it's saturated with water, any other liquid that's kind of on it, it tends to slide either on it or if there's a hole, kind of go under it and then spread out. So, you know, this might poison the crops in the fields nearby. We don't know, right? It's not just houses. There's lots of agricultural land around here. Exactly. This is the part of the Greenbelt. It's surrounded by it.
So what are next steps? Like, the community is still up to fight this?
The community is still up to fight this. So there are two venues that we can use. One of them is to reach out to the provincial ombudsman. There are rules relating to purchases by the municipalities that we can determine if they were infringed and pose a complaint to the ombudsman. And also, if it turns out that we think somebody did not do their job right, there is an integrity commissioner at the city of Ottawa that we can also pose a complaint with. We haven't yet determined which way to go. We're still investigating the process for posing these complaints and which one would be the best way forward this time.
Thank you for being here today.
Well, thank you very much for having me.